J.D. Vance, Kamala Harris will double down on Joe Biden's failed agenda. By Katherine Hamilton on July 24, 2024. A vote for Kamala Harris in November would be a vote for 4 more years of President Joe Biden's failed agenda. Republican Vice Presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., said during an interview on The Charlie Kirk Show on Wednesday. I think we have to make a substantive argument that the Kamala Harris-Joe Biden agenda has failed for this country. She's going to double down on it. In fact, she's much more liberal than even Joe Biden was, Vance said. So do we want 4 years even worse than the last 4 years? Or do we want the 4 years of President Trump's leadership from 2016 to 2020? It's not a hard contrast. We just have to make the argument. On Sunday, President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. Despite her failed 2020 presidential run and her history of having lower poll numbers than the 81-year-old president. Charlie Kirk asked Vance if Harris potentially being at the top of the Democrat ticket has changed the race from a messaging or tactical standpoint, and pointed out that Harris is far more radical and appears to be completely indifferent to the suffering of native-born Americans, specifically in the Rust Belt, that have been suffering from an open border and opioid overdoses. The contrast couldn't be clearer, and that hasn't changed. The issues couldn't be clearer, and that hasn't changed, Vance replied. And frankly, Charlie, the failed record of Joe Biden. The only person who bears as much responsibility for it as Joe Biden is his vice president. And so Kamala Harris can't run away from that track record, it's a bad track record, he continued. He explained further. And we have to constantly remind people that she failed as vice president. Her administration led to higher prices on everything. From groceries to housing, a wide open southern border, a drug crisis. And we need new leadership. Whatever Democrat figurehead they want put at the top of the ticket, we need to change direction from a policy perspective. And I think that argument will win the day for us. Kirk noted that the left-leaning media and Democrats have been hard at work to paint Harris as some sort of moderate, especially when it comes to the issue of immigration. Indeed, fact-checkers have been policing claims about Harris being appointed border czar during Biden's presidency. Even though corporate media in years prior have themselves touted her role and specifically called her the border czar. As Breitbart News reported, then-Senator Kamala Harris notably pledged to support the decriminalization of illegal immigration and free health care for illegal immigrants during her 2020 Democrat Party primary campaign for president. During the Biden administration, Harris has overseen more than 11 million migrant crossings at United States borders. Her record on immigration would make Bernie Sanders blush. Kirk quipped. The idea of letting in thousands, millions of illegal migrants, a lot of them who have committed crimes in their own country, and then giving them taxpayer-funded benefits, it completely turns people off, Vance answered. He continued. So you're going to make the border crisis that has already caused a lot of suffering so much worse. I think the two biggest issues are the border and the economy. And they're obviously tightly linked because when you add 20 million illegal aliens, you drive up the cost of housing, you drive up the cost of food, you increase emergency room wait times. Kamala Harris is promising to bring in more illegal aliens and give them more benefits, he said. She's going to exacerbate everything that's been wrong with the Biden economy for the last few years. We've got to turn the page on this.